You're listening to the Fit Mom Podcast, and I'm your host, Marisa Tully.
And me, Ash Iovino. Our biggest passion is helping ambitious moms like you channel the same drive you bring to your work and family into your own well-being.
Okay, now you better start speaking so that I don't have too much editing to do. How's it?
Hi, Marisa. How are you?
Just fantastic.
I'm just looking at your beautiful background. Looks quite trippy.
I'm having a bit of like 90s flashbacks because we were going to talk about having a real honest conversation behind being in a health and fitness business and being coaching so many women. I was having flashbacks to the 90s and you like the alien, and I don't know why I saw this background and it just made me feel younger. Yeah.
Will everyone be able to see your background? If it's basically giving like mushroom tripping vibes.
Exactly. Which brings us on to our first topic. Let's talk about drugs.
Okay, let's do it.
Oh, that's so funny. We were actually bringing up drugs the other day, just because we were both in Cape Town on a holiday, and just it's very, you were just saying how surprised you are how many people take drugs. And I think I've been in that space, well, essentially like 3 years ago when I was still in Cape Town. A lot of my mates who are not married and have kids, not to say that this is the norm, but they are all in the space of like very, very experimental with drugs for like years, late 30s, 40s.
Yeah, I think it just always makes me realize I'm actually quite naive. I don't know how long you keep saying you're naive for. Like I've just turned 42, but
Is it
I do
naive
feel
or
quite.
are you just vanilla and you hang out with other vanillas?
I'm a
That's me.
prude. No, I don't know. I don't know what it, or maybe it's just like it's for you, it's not. And I'm not going to start now. So yeah, I don't know.
No. Well, it's not that I take drugs. I'm just, I've got a lot of, I suppose I've got a larger.
A lot of experience.
Yeah. Don't take drugs anymore. No, I'm actually petrified of, okay, I've dabbled in weed when I was younger, but I'm really scared of it. And also the older I'm getting, the less I'm drinking alcohol. So there's not a chance I'm going to go and lean into a different substance. Although I find it so funny how many people, especially a couple of years ago when Nicole and I started Wellness in the City blog, and we were trying out all these like wellness classes, including your training. We went to a lot of yoga and new like forms of fitness classes where there was this massive movement of not drinking alcohol, but being very into clean eating, green juices, and then going to festivals and doing a lot of drugs.
Yes, that's quite a, that is, as I was about to say, the movement of no alcohol here definitely means you lean into other stuff then.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, I suppose, but drugs is a boring topic for us because we're not willing to go there. We don't have past experience stories about it.
I think also, if I'm perfectly honest with you now, I'm very aware that I have a teenager. So, and for me, I'm exactly like you in that I've always, I think maybe our generation, maybe the, I don't know what, like even just 5 years below us, they weren't as scared of it. I remember my parents drilling into me that you can have one bad experience and you F up your life. So I just never, do you remember that? Whereas I don't think there's no fear around that anymore. Whereas I look at my teen now, and all I think about when I think about drugs is his like perfect little brain now and how he can like destroy that. And I'm going to drill exactly the same into him, but he's part of a very different generation. And then there's the argument to say, but how much did we F up our brains by getting blind drunk repeatedly for like years?
Totally.
And
I'm
maybe
also,
they're not going to be that generation.
no, but let's be honest, drugs and alcohol both before your, what do you call it, your before your brains are completely developed. What age is it in your 20s, your prefrontal cortex?
24 or
Yeah.
something. It's like
So
late.
no, so I think both of them, both of the, yeah, no, I, to even
But
think about kids and drugs.
I do also look at personality types. So I think it also comes down to that. And I think I was just not the personality to maybe I was too scared. And I think my oldest is like that. He's very like judgmental, and I mean, I know that can change. Whereas my middle child, at this last wedding we went to, his eyes, he was watching everybody, he was taking it in, he was asking questions, but his questions weren't around fear. They were properly like he's inquisitive and not scared. Whereas my oldest was like judgy
So
and like,
funny.
that'll never be me. So I think a lot is a personality type, how you wired. So I'm actually going to have to drill into him more,
I think it is
I
a
think.
personality thing, but to be honest, how I was growing up, and I was really, really shy, very anti. Like, my mom grew up in the generation of everyone was smoking, and I used to hate it. Then my sister, 4 years older, super cool. They all their friends smoked, so and then I converted and I changed, and I was open to social smoking, which is like
How long did
now.
you smoke for, sis? Joking.
Did you never go through a phase of social smoking?
I never know. But I did smoke quite a lot of weed.
Okay.
But it was purely to get stoned. I
Or
never
edibles.
ever I couldn't socially smoke as much as I maybe wanted to. I was always relatively fit, like, and I always ran. So I just
I know.
couldn't.
I was also fit and I ran and I went through from a phase of thinking smoking's so gross to smoking's cool to smoking menthols. No, so let's put it in perspective. I wasn't ever like, I never had the point of like really being addicted or craving cigarettes. It was purely like a social jewel, matric rage, had your packet of menthols. Didn't smoke properly at the beginning, like just puffed. And then I went through for, and then I stopped it because I got into a relationship where my boyfriend at the time didn't like it. So I was like, cool, I'm in any way. I really prefer being fit and not having the after effect of social smoking. And then we split after 10 years together. And then I was like, oh, here comes my independence. And I was what I wasn't allowed to do. And then it became such a symbol of like, for the first time, I'm single and I'm self like confident in my body. I'm confident in who I am. I had this like awakening moment, like very, very spiritual period, and was listening and like to everything that Goop Gwyneth Paltrow, and I mean, she also was a wellness guru, smoked. So I just accepted social smoking again, and then went from that to like vaping a bit. And it was just purely because I was a lot more social. And then I absolutely just didn't like, I went p past that phase and I was like, okay, over it, and quit and haven't touched a vape or a ciggy since.
You know what I regret?
Quick 30-second interruption. We get asked all the time about trustworthy creatine brands. So here's your reminder. For our South African ladies, we're proud partners with wellam.co.za, who offer a wide range of high-quality supplements from probiotics and superfood blends to protein bars and even organic superfood mixes that your little ones will love in their smoothies. Simply use CEO Fit Mom, all caps, for 15% off at checkout. And for our ladies in the UK or anywhere else in the world, just be sure to choose a reputable brand that offers pure creatine monohydrate, the golden standard for results. All right, back to today's episode.
Yeah,
Not
it's all going
smoking.
out. No, I don't regret. No, I do regret not trying drugs, hardcore drugs.
What would you have gone for?
I don't know. Maybe just MDMA, like at a festival or a
Just
concert.
because people make that sound also so acceptable. Like
But
back
I'm
in the
not going to do
day,
it now. So, like,
never, never say never,
but
never
then I
say
could
never.
be, maybe I would just actually now be a drug addict living on the street, because you don't know. That one time could be,
Just
you don't know your, eh? That's
Peter did a good job there.
It's more Heather. So I think MDMA and maybe Coke.
Oh, no. Oh, I've got such bad experiences of people being on coke. I absolutely hate, loathe that drug so much. So
Really?
much. Yeah, I actually have PTSD from being in friendship where I didn't know one of my best friends was on it. And for years, and there was so much lying and deceitful behavior, and then finding out she was on it. And then, oh, I hate that drug so much because it's so secretive. It's like the one drug that you don't know that people do, and the addiction around it. And I've once been at a party where I left at like 7 p.m. because it
Just
started at
everyone.
six. It was a Christmas party and it was the who's in Cape Town. And they were all kept on walking to this one bedroom where all the drugs were on display. And the like amount of times with coke, because they'd also got very inquisitive and asked a lot of questions. It's just such a sleazy drug. And that like every 20 minutes or every 30 minutes, like getting the fix, like going back and going back. And
I
then,
know, but I'm the part the person at the party where my husband says to me, okay, like everyone's going to the bedroom or the bathroom, and then I'm like, oh, what's happening in there?
you like
That's
Rocco.
like, that is
Oh my
me. And then
gosh.
he's like, oh my gosh, like, can you actually?
No, but
Yes,
I promise.
maybe I'd also just say that because I know like the time's come and gone if it was, if I ever was. And I mean, it's not a deep regret.
No, I yeah, the one drug that I wanted to try was MDMA, and I had one experience in my like cities that I tried it, and I was like, nah, not for me, not for my personality, and I just way prefer if I do a substance or I have like one or two glasses of wine or something to drink, and I'm on a buzz, and that was good enough for me. And also, that's the other thing is that my personality type, I'm very sensitive. Our family is to. Like stimulants. So I remember having coffee on our matric weekend, and I had and we were like brainstorming of how are we going to change school. And 4 hours in, I was like five cups of coffee later.
Buzzing.
I was like everyone couldn't stop laughing at me. I was hyperactive. I went onto like the house that we were staying. There was different levels, and all of us prefects were in a room, and we were like having these fat conversations. And I went out on the balcony, went into the headmaster's room, took his underpants, and went to parade on the balcony. And I
So you're
was
actually, you're not a candidate for hardcore drugs. You'd flip
no,
out.
I mean, this was on caffeine, thinking I was funny. I'd always like try and push boundaries in school and try to be rebellious, but be petrified of being caught. So no, I don't think I'm a very good
We
candidate at
actually
all.
we're sounding very nerdy.
No, yeah, I don't know, and also I know a lot of roommates who love to have fun without drugs. So maybe let's park the boring drugs. Have you ever done fat burners?
No, never done
Also
fat burners.
petrified. I'm so scared of that.
I also
I'm
feel like it was
scared.
more our mom's generation. Didn't
No, I
they
know
all
people.
take them?
I know chicks when I went, I mean, I was in PR for years and it was predominantly females and the fixation around weight loss and what they do. I knew people that did fat burners, but I was, even if it was someone close to me, I was petrified of doing it big time because I didn't want to screw up my body. It was like hearing those stories of
Yes,
people being
you'll
on
ruin your
laxatives and
metabolism.
then, yeah, then you're not being able to keep your.
Laxatives was a big thing. I was at an all-girls boarding school, and as you can imagine, there were lots of eating disorders, and laxatives was a big thing.
No way.
Yeah, it was a big thing. I mean, again, I just never really was even interested in the fat burn. It always made me think of the granny from Something About Mary when she lifts the couch and she's hoovering. Do you know what I
Also
mean? Because it makes
petrified.
you go like
Totally. Yeah.
absolutely hyper. Again, you really should stay away from that if coffee
Clearly.
gives you a buzz.
That's my bad, Bernard. No, I was also too
No, you've
petrified.
never.
Oh, do you know what I'm also very scared of? why I'm so against not like dabbling in drugs at this phase of my life is I'm very worried about my fertility. And when I say fertility, not only to have another child, but also for my hormones and perimenopause. And like I'm on the cusp of all of that. Like my hormonally, what I've been through in the past 6 months, I stopped breastfeeding. Ach, breastfeeding. Yeah, I stopped breastfeeding. It sounded weird for a second there. And then. And then a month later, I fell pregnant, was pregnant for 2 months, then had a miscarriage, then had a relapse of extreme blood loss 6 weeks later, hospitalized. So, everything that my body has been through in 6 months, like not only physically, but the mental, how that's been, oh, you know, like post the downer, post pregnant, post birth. Now, post breastfeeding for me was
That
way
was, I remember, that
hard.
was bad.
It was so hard and I couldn't stop crying and et cetera. So, oh, I'm just so petrified of doing things that, A, why also? I don't have such a need
Do
to.
you think people do fat burners now still?
Why do you think it's such a big aisle in like Disc Game clicks and boots and definitely,
But will the
definitely.
one that you buy in the aisle, will it work? Isn't it just
No, but
shit that you
remember,
put?
it's the idea of it. It's the same as buying into a juice cleanse or buying into something extreme. It's like a quick fix. Okay, cool. If I pay this money, I know that you obviously don't. I know that in 2 weeks' time, I'm going to look amazing. It's the idea of it. It's like, what is this going to, how is this going to transform me? So people buy into that 100%. And if, I mean, you ask about fat burners, how many people do you know who are on peptides? And all these studies coming out about how there's not enough studies around peptides except for GLP-1. And people
Did
are
I
so
send you
susceptible.
the Dr. Lauren podcast on
Yes, I have
peptides?
to listen to it. But I've seen her
And
write-ups on it.
the one line is that if you have a tumor that you don't know about and you take peptides, it can increase the blood flow to the tumor to
My
like
God.
triple its growth. How hectic is that? I know. I sent it to a friend and he literally wrote, because he was just asking me about my thoughts on it. Because there's also like, oh, it might be good for inflammation and recovery. So people are thinking, like, okay.
Totally.
And then I sent him this and he was like, oh my God. I know. I was like, clean whey protein and creatine. Nothing
It's always
else.
going to be something new. I mean, even Rocco told me as well. He's like, oh, I need to look into peptides because my one mate had a back injury and he was injecting himself with peptides for his back injury and he's looking amazing. And I'm like, oh, what next, people? And it's also
Literally.
made it so people are so comfortable with injecting themselves.
I mean, yeah, again.
No. And have you ever had plastic surgery?
So this nice chin of mine, I have not had plastic surgery. I've barely had any operations. I've had my tonsils out. And you?
And what do you call it,
Filler.
molars? No.
Oh no. I don't know which route we're going.
You really are vanilla.
I don't have two molars, top or bottom. I don't know genetically. And then the others came through, but they're fine. So no, never had molars out. Literally just had my tonsils out. And then the only time I was ever in hospital was for my childbirths. My
Three
children.
times, all three
Three
of them.
times.
I've had
Yeah.
plastic
And you
surgery.
stop it, your
Yeah.
boobs.
No, I mean, have you seen how firm lip they are? Thanks, though. Thank you. That's the first thing that went.
Plastic surgery for?
I know. Let's put it this way. I did it at 19. I don't think I thought I've told you this before. I'm pretty sure I
What?
have,
I can't believe you're revealing this. Can we stop recording?
but
Oh, you didn't
it's
know
not that
someone.
big. It's not that big. It's my one toe. It.
That doesn't count. What is
joking.
it?
No, I was 19. Shame. It actually makes me very sad to think about it because I definitely wouldn't do it now, because I'm just more at ease with everything about my body. But I just recall saving up doing it and my mom being so upset and crying because her daughter wants to change the
Can
way
you
she
just tell me
looks.
what it is, please?
I got my ears pinned back.
Oh. Yeah,
Yeah.
but your mom should have done that when you were like 4, so you didn't remember it. It's true. I think like
I wouldn't know.
ears, teeth, I think basic things. always
I
think if
thought
you're
you would
like,
have been like, no, I'm more on the other side of like my ears really. I must try to find a photo. They weren't like super Dumbo ears at all. They were the ones a little bit bigger than the other one, and it was a little bit like tying your hair
okay.
back. It was a little bit out, but like nothing like buck ears,
I
although
think that's
obviously as a
cool.
no, I don't know. I wouldn't have done it. I just think it was such an invasive. Mine was invasive surgery. Maybe I just didn't do it at the right guy, but I still am very sensitive there. So like, if
Really?
a ball hits me there, or and I'm very sensitive about it. I wouldn't have done it if I had to redo it. And I also it makes me so sad having my mom like seen me go through it,
Cry.
because everyone like my mom was like, "You don't need to do that." And then 19, oh my
Maybe
gosh, it was my.
they weren't that bad then. But if
No, it
I did have
wasn't.
a child who was a proper wingnut,
Yeah.
I would when they're
That's
little.
different. I know you're envisioning very
Yes.
big ears, but I must find a
Yes.
photo. You'll realize. And at school, I mean, in high school, I just always just make my hair a little bit like softer here,
Yeah.
so that it's not
But
completely visible.
I don't have a problem with that at all, and I think that if it's that's going to make you feel
Yeah.
like the more confident. So
Yeah. I'm on the fence. I'm
if
more of like
Alessio's ears
toned.
were sticking out, would
Yeah,
you like do it for
they
him?
are. They are
No, see,
big.
I've
His ears
never
are big.
noticed that. I've
No,
never
they are
thought, oh,
big.
Marisa's child with the big ears. Never thought.
He does have big ears, and I'm more of own it. Like, screw it. Everyone, there's just so much plastic surgery and perfection and beautiful lips. And I've got friends who are very into
It's a fine
Botox and
line.
fillers, and I'm just bored of the look, to be honest. One thing that I
I know
must
what you
say.
mean.
Hey, I'm just, anyways, I am such a contradiction, as you know, with certain things in my life.
But
Like,
sorry, I want to interrupt you there because then where's the line? Say if Alessio's teeth are absolutely stuffed, are you not going to do braces so that he's got character?
no. So I will definitely do that. Teeth are different also, because it can cause a lot of problems. So
But
you
bar the problems, just like to live your life having interviews with like
No,
absolute.
I'll do definitely do teeth. Definitely do teeth.
Otherwise, you must just come live in England. No one does
Oh
their teeth
yeah,
here.
exactly.
You'll fit
No,
right in.
I'll do that. But I mean, like ears. No, I just. Anyways, I'm a contradiction, because I've had Botox before pregnancy and before Alessio, and I was very anti-Botox, like so anti. So I was converted, and now I absolutely hate that when I see wrinkles or like a lot of lines, like look at me now. I hate that. My first thought is, ooh, don't do Botox. And I mean, you can see, like, yeah, there's nothing here, but I hate that I grew up in this like admiration for European. My mom's Italian, like beautiful European women who just own who they are, flat chested. Like, I'm generalizing now, but this image of this, French or Italian woman who just own their beauty and their aging,
I
but they
know.
still look after themselves, and they're still like,
Yeah.
do their hair and look super stylish all the time. Like, I love that. And I remember being with one of my best friends, and she had Botox done, and she was 30, I was 29, and I was like, oh my gosh, what are you doing to yourself? This is madness. Like, why would you do
Hectic.
this? Why would you prevent like aging? It's so beautiful. It's such an honor. And now, after when I think 3 years later, I was converted, which is so easily done if you're so exposed to it. Got it done, and then I was like, oh no, can't go back to this, what do you call it, like the frown wrinkles, where it's like these deep lines here, and when I stop frowning you can still see the lines. So after getting
So
Botox done,
now
yeah,
what?
so I don't
So
know. And
now
I
do
have to
you
see
want?
after. No, I'm not there yet. I want another child, and I'm not concerned about what I look like, clearly, being in the bloodlines and
Maybe
having.
when you leave Pot, you will be like, oh
Oh,
my
definitely. I
God.
mean, I go to Cape Town and I'm like, oh, maybe I should get boob job. Everyone's so damn beautiful. So no. So like I said, I'm a contradiction, because I love. So can I tell you what makes me absolutely the happiest? Is like not wearing makeup, packing the Hilux with all our camping stuff, dogs, Alessio, and going away for a weekend in like here close to us, Lesotho side, Clarence, camping with like no tech. And every single morning, waking up, making our breakfast on the fire, like that is inherently like that is me. Like, I used to, as a kid, spend all my time in the garden, including weeing, doing my business, setting up a tent, like being outdoors. I absolutely love that just freedom of just being in nature. Love, love, love that. And I suppose society just screws it up for me and influences me, and I'm not strong enough to just stick to no Botox and all natural. And correct. Although,
Gosh.
again, contradiction, I do shave my armpits, and
Yes,
I am
again.
lasered.
It is such a fine line. I also got laser recently. It's amazing. It's life-changing. I
I'll
love
have
it.
to
I
do
don't want to have
top-ups.
hairy armpits. I don't. I don't, I think. And I don't know. I just don't feel I don't feel comfortable having hairy armpits. And it's so nice to not shave or like shave every 6 months. It's so
You've
nice.
only done that now.
I think I'm actually
Wow.
very, very, very
You're
sheltered. What is wrong with me? No, I did try and do it in Cape Town. So maybe 10 years ago, 8 years ago after Lily. And then it didn't work.
Yeah,
It's a
that's the
shit
thing.
experience. And
But
then I go here to this Polish woman and she is hardcore. She almost burns your skin. Almost. Just before your skin burns. She's like, okay. And you literally like raised off the thing, but within 8 sessions,
oh, so
boom,
you do the
done.
one that's painful. Because you know, I also did the one that's super painful, did my bikini as well. It was so painful. But
It was so painful.
now they're versions that you don't, they're not sore anymore. It's not sore
But I
anymore.
wonder if it works.
And
I
also,
just
and
feel
how
like no pain,
damaging
no
is all of
gain.
this?
I don't know. I don't know. But it's one thing that I would definitely. And have you considered with your Botox ever doing like a Botox lip filler combo?
Yeah, I've got very thin lip. I've got a very thin lip. No, look, the Botox side of things, I am still open to, although I don't want to be open to. Just this frown line. I just hate looking so angry all the time in summer. And I really, because I don't like wearing makeup, when I do wear a BB cream, it's so annoying when it all goes and sits in all your wrinkles. But like I
And it's only
said,
going to get worse. Like, yeah.
and everything gets saggy.
But
But
did you not hear on the one photo shoot we did, probably 2 years ago, the photographer said to me, stop frowning. And I wasn't frowning. If that's not enough for someone to rush off and book
What's your
a.
take, though? What's your take on Botox?
So I have also done it, also more influenced than keen. I literally just felt like my forehead was concrete.
Oh, but
And I didn't
maybe you
like
had
how
like
it like developed over time. So like it just almost you don't know when it's going to stop developing. But then when it settles and you get used to this like feeling, then I did quite like it. But I haven't done it now probably 2 years, 3 years.
And you only did it once and you didn't really feel tempted to do it again. That's
No, I
interesting.
don't.
I also did
But I'm
very
not
few.
anti it. I'm not anti
I'm
it.
so I did very few units, and the doctor at the time said, like, no, do your laughing lines, And I was like, no, definitely not. So I literally
Yeah.
just did it here at my front and one up, So I could still go up and down with my
Live.
eyebrows. So I didn't like the times that I have done it. I've never really felt it. It's never felt different. It's just been so nice to when you put on like creams and makeups and stuff that it doesn't go and cake in your skin.
No, it's true, which is only
But I
going to get
mean,
worse.
it's such a fine line. I'll probably do it again. It's just with everything else, it's the older I get, and it's definitely where I'm living at the moment. I'm just really not that fazed about the aesthetic side of things. Yes, filler, I did definitely once or twice think, I wonder what I would look like with a fuller lip because I've got such a thin upper lip. But again, no, what? And then.
Everyone here has their lips done. It's like almost. The
Really?
most more common than Botox. Yeah.
But isn't
It's
it so
very,
obvious? I think that's
very,
what
very,
also
very, very
puts me off.
obvious. Very,
That
very
puts me
obvious.
off
So
a
the fake
lot.
eyelashes and then the huge lips. And it's almost like part of the look. But maybe if you're in your like 20s, not in your 40s. I can't actually cope that I'm 42.
I think with all these things like plastic surgery, all of that, like it's if it suits your personality and that's what you want, cool. But I don't know where I'm at. Is
I did go through a phase where I really wanted a boob job. I always thought like,
it?
okay, yeah, like again, I always got it drummed into me that if you did get a boob job, have it after you've had kids so you can breastfeed. It doesn't mess with that. So I was very
But so many,
self-sacrificial.
I know so many people that had boob jobs that still breastfed.
Yeah, you probably could. I just got
Just
told, like
depends
the
if it's
drug
under the
thing,
muscle or above
you
the
will become a drug addict if you try drugs. You won't breastfeed if you get your boobs done. Got a actually a good. I need to
But
start
it also makes sense because I've heard of friends who've had boob jobs and then after having
and
kids, it still
issues.
went saggy. My biggest fear about a boob job, A, I really don't like having like big boobs, like perky big boobs. I've went through, we spoke about it, I'm sure, on a podcast where I was
Huge
like kind of,
boobs.
yeah, hormonal, like contraceptive in a phase in my young 20s, and my boobs just shot up, that and the Heathrow injection in London. Hated it. So I also fear of like these talks of leaky boobs. And a lot of people are
Yeah.
like, no, man, it's bullshit. I know two people who had it in their 20s, in their 40s, have taken it out because of getting sick and issues and all kinds
Same.
of things. Ah, and
Now,
that
I know
freaks me
someone who
out.
was very, very, very sick from it, very sick, and had to have it removed, but it had leaked into all the muscle.
Oh my God.
So she basically had to have her whole pec removed. And, yeah, all kinds of other issues and
No.
symptoms that you just, is it this, isn't it this, like really,
I just feel
really
very,
awful.
I feel like very uncomfortable putting something foreign in my body, like that
For
stays
like
there.
years.
Yes. And then also, I just, aside from that, I don't really, the look of a boob job, even though it's natural, I'm not a booby girl. So, like, it doesn't appeal to me. Like, I don't want, I remember even like before my boobs went really big and they were just a like perky B, I just didn't want anyone to look at my boobs. I didn't want like a
See,
low
I
cut
would
top.
love
I
just
didn't
like
want
a handful.
cleavage.
I don't even have a handful.
Yeah, but I'm sure you wouldn't flaunt it with a top or not that there's anything
Maybe
wrong with it. It's
I
just not, is it? Yeah, it's not my personality. And the older I'm getting, the more I'm like, I just like it when I look flat chested.
But it did, I think it did go that way. I think at one point it was like everyone was getting a boob job. And then I think it swung the
No, it's
other
coming
way
back. It's
where it
coming
was
back.
like the
It's
boob
coming
job.
back. Yeah, it's the
The boob
same
job.
as the, yeah. You remember Victoria Beckham, all of them had the big fake boobs went away. Everyone went for the flat chested. The boobs are coming back. The boobs are coming back and the skinny's coming back. And that was also the thing is, a
Oh.
couple of years ago, it was like body confidence and all the plus size models. And now we're going looping back. Have you watched America's Next Top Model documentary?
No.
Ah. You must watch it. It's so bad. So Tyra Banks's show.
Yes.
It's shocking what I don't know if you watched it way back when. No, I think I watched like episodes here and there. But it's just crazy how many years is it 10 years or more ago? How different people were in on like media platforms, what you spoke about, whatnot, and
What you could say.
She was a judge, but the one moment she's telling the girls, like, embrace your curves and your bodies. And I want to show America that it's not just skinny models who make it in like the industry. And then in another episode, she's telling the girl, like, I'm sorry, but you need to stop eating. You need to eat less. And that's so hardcore. It's so hobby. You have to watch it because unless you're
Oh,
sensitive to it, which I know you're not, but it so brings back memories of like, how we grew up and why we wanted to be like a Victoria's Secret model or like Kate Moss, because this is what the media spoke about. This is how the shows that we watched, how like openly they'd say, sorry, but your bum's too fat. You're not going to be a model. Like, it's wild.
it's so wild. I was also listening to a podcast of Huberman one yesterday. About how messed up women are mentally because of that. So they see, like, I don't know, their bar instructor who's genetically just like that. But then the bar instructor will say, I only do bar and walk. And then they're like, okay, cool, that must be the secret recipe to looking like that. But actually, she's just like that genetically. And
Totally.
then you do that, and no matter what you do, you will never look like that. Like, to look like that, you'd have to just basically not eat. Because genetically, your shape is not like
That's
that.
the Victoria's Secret models. Like they are insanely beautiful and their bodies are like walking down around like a
But it's
runway.
like so much is just
In a
genetics.
bikini and no, totally. Was the Huberman interview, was it with a female?
It was also with Dr. Lauren. I'm having a bit of a
Okay.
Dr. Lauren
Phase.
binge at the moment. Yeah,
Yeah, I
I
did
love
see
everything
that.
she says. It's just so like Yeah, she just says it for what it is. And like, just, yeah, you just got to be careful of who you're following on social media. Someone says, I'm doing this and I only drink this shake. And then you're like, okay, cool, that must be. And then they sell it to you because you think you're going to look like that. But
No,
just
but
be careful.
it's never going to change because let's be honest, there are so
I
many
know.
times that even us knowing what to do from a health and nutrition perspective, there are times in our lives or in a year that we're very unhappy or with certain things about our bodies, we're changing, we're going through different phases. And the idea of one thing fixing it or the idea of trying something like a shake that you haven't tried before is always going to be appealing because yeah, we programmed that way. Although you and
Totally.
I have witnessed, oh, on that note, I've had two clients tell me this week, which is so satisfying, how they had something like sugary, indulgent, or alcoholic in the week. And the biggest difference has been that something like that would always spiral out of control. And
Yeah.
like both of the conversations that they had with me, exactly the same, but saying that this for the first time in their life, they know how to rein it in, celebrate what they had that girl's dinner and booze, and then just
And move
carry
on.
on. Yeah. One of the girls is coming to her end of her 6 month CEO one-on-one coaching, and she said, like, yeah, nothing more to report back, you know, had an indulgent birthday last week and now I'm just back into it, back
Moved
into
on.
strength training. But and I'm like, oh my gosh, months
That's
ago I
actually our
spoke to you
ultimate goal.
totally. And it took me years to get there. And I'm now there. It's like now for years I haven't ever wanted to like want to go on something restrictive and try and find a quick fix. And yo, just yang, that makes me so happy because also this one particular client. So a few months ago, I must actually go listen to that voice note again. It was very much fear-based. Cool, I've been on a good wicket for the past 2 weeks, but I'm fearful that I'm going to self-sabotage. I've been here before. I've done diets. Like I have spiraled out of control. And now that same person is talking about how they had an indulgent birthday, but feeling amazing, just getting on with it. So, so proud of her.
I think I also realized I had a moment with a creatine podcast, which was saying, like, you know how, especially when you first start creatine, you hold on to water so you can't, the scale can go up 1, 2 kgs. And I was literally like, in the podcast, I was like, when was it? I wonder when the last time was that I weighed myself. And it's literally years, like years. Like I couldn't care less what I weigh. But growing up, I always, in my head, was always like, oh, if I can be below 50 kgs, that's perfect. That's the weight I should be. Whereas
Fuck, that's
now, if I had to
awful.
be below 50 kgs with muscle, I mean, it would be terrible.
Yeah, but
It
okay,
would be such
let's just put it out
vengeance.
there for the listeners. You are short, so 50 kgs.
That
I'm like,
so
oops,
I'm
I'm
6 foot
also
five. No, I'm very, very short. Like, what am
Yeah,
I?
well, we're some
156? No, I'm very small.
156. I'm 162, not that much taller.
Exactly.
Yeah, I'm
I
not that
mean,
much
really.
taller, but I wouldn't say that 50 was ever
But
my goal.
it was always drummed into my head, like 50
Yes,
kgs.
yes.
Like on your wedding day, don't weigh
Everyone's
more than
got a
50
number.
kgs.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Everyone's got a
exactly. What's your happy
number, whatever
number?
it
But
is. Yeah.
I mean, if I had to guess now, I think I'd be weighing about 55, but I don't care because my jeans fit, I feel strong, I'm running great times, I'm hitting PBs in the gym, I'm eating basically what I want, I'm loving my life. And I don't give a fuck what the scale says. Yes,
No.
that's our ultimate, that is my ultimate goal for every client.
Oh,
Really.
yes. And for our
It's so
kids.
freeing. Oh my God. And for our kids.
So much
Yeah.
so. Oh, thank you. This was very,
Okay.
I think next time maybe we'll drop in some science stuff.
Do you need to rush off to have your Botox topped up? Bye.
And my lip filler. You convinced me now.
It is a very thin top lip, I must say. Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Fit Mom podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, it would mean so much to us if you could subscribe, rate, and share this episode with a fellow ambitious Fit Mom. Chat soon.